For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Clut McClellan, vocal instructor at Mid Prairie High School, about a pancake supper fundraiser being held before the homecoming football game.
The proceeds go towards students in the fine arts programs to have camp scholarships. So let's say they're going to a summer camp that costs $400, so we can kick in $50 or $75 to help the students with those types of costs. They're just mainly used to send kids to extra above and beyond events. Some of those get pretty expensive, so it's great help to have the Boosters and the Rotary working together to help out all of those fine arts students.
Camps that these kids go to, is that pretty common among the students you teach?
Yes, and it kind of varies year by year. We send kids to all-state summer camps, so students that will be auditioning in late October, spend a couple days at Central College over in Pella, learning the music there and getting one-on-one voice lessons with the professors. David sends students to their marching band camp so they can learn what it's like to direct a marching band, to be a drum major on the field. So that's always a very fun one for the kids to do. Tons of middle school kids go to the Dorian Honor Camp and Luther College in Decorah. So we've had, you know, up to 30 students attend that some years. Some years it's only five or six, but it just goes back and forth. So there's a lot of events that happen during the summer, and we just have events during the school year as far as honor choirs and honor bands. But that's what the proceeds are helping out, is the kids doing all that extra work.
And when kids go to these camps, is it to develop further, or is it just something that they're passionate about and want to do more of?
Some of both. So the All-State Camp, it's specific purpose is to learn the music that's going to be used for the All-State audition, but then they also do things like having private voice lessons, or they talk about music theory and how it helps when you are just learning to be a musician in the first place. So it's a lot of passion, and it's a lot of they just want to learn some more stuff.
When they come back from the camps, can you see a change in them that they learn something at the camps?
Some of them are so excited, they'll bring back music. Like if it's not an all-state camp, they'd go to one of the other summer camps. Sometimes they'll bring back music and say, we've got to do this song, it's awesome, listen to this recording. And they're super excited and pumped about what they've learned. So yeah, you can definitely tell.
Well, in being the vocal instructor over there in the music department, how fun is it to see these kids getting passionate about music, something that you're also passionate about?
Yeah, I love it. It's great just to see them talk about other activities they've had. You know, we can only offer so much before the calendar starts to fill up. So when they do all these extra sorts of things, it's great to see their attitudes. And sometimes it can rub off onto the person next to them. So that's always appreciative.
Any concerts that you're preparing for? I'm guessing they're pretty far off yet.
Always. The first thing we will be doing is a fall festival in Kelowna. So all grades participate in that. The 7th and 8th grade marching band marches over from the middle school. The 7th and 8th grade choir perform. The 6th grade choir, Ladies Lyrica from here at the high school, the mixed choir here, and the high school marching band. So we will all go over 10-minute time slots and perform our music for everybody at the Fall Festival, so I really hope it warms up.
Absolutely.
A couple of weeks. Well, no fun singing outside in 50-degree weather.
Right. Well, looking at the pancake supper that's coming up on Friday, when does that start?
It starts at 4:30 and goes until 7:15. Lots of kids there helping out and lots of adults baking up lots of pancakes and sausage.
Are they with the choir department then?
Some are with band, some are drama or speech parents, some are art parents. So lots of people helping and some awesome Rotary people there too.
Colette, thank you for your time.
No problem. Have a good one.
That was my conversation with Colette McClellan, vocal music instructor at Mid Prairie. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.